Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dancing in the moonlight. Playing a little yacht rock here for you on Friday. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott, Aiden Ganim here with you. Was that a Spectre request, Brendan, that came in?
Yeah, that was a personal request from Spec.
Well, thanks for listening, Spec.
Appreciate it.
Got and a couple more requests coming. Guys are now sending me text directly as well for what they want to hear here during the course of the show the rest of the way. We do want to mention to you Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. You can get their new boneless wings, 8 for $13.95 or 16 for $25.95. You visit royalpizza.ca with a Stauffer recommendations, the Mediterranean chicken. Brendan likes the Texan. Reed likes the meat lovers. Everything is real at Royal. All right, let's get to it here. We just had Brian Lawton on the show. The guy has been a GM in the league. He talked about the position the Oilers were in back in 2007 when Alan Watt and Patrick LaForge and company, in concert with Kevin Lowe, put out a recruiting DVD for prospective. And we should mention the Oilers went to the Stanley Cup final in 2006. Chris Pronger, for personal reasons, requested a trade out of Edmonton. A couple of the guys that they brought in did not re-sign. Edmonton had an injury-riddled second half to the season in 06-07 and tried to... that was the year that Daryl Cates began his pursuit of the Oilers, Cal Nichols and company with the Edmonton Investors Group. The Oilers stepped up, spent some money. They offer sheeted Dustin Penner that year. They also... who, by the way... performed on that offer sheet, scored over 90 goals in less than 4 years, got Edmonton a number one, which turned out to be Oscar Klefbom, as well as Colton Tubert, who at that time was a decent prospect. They ended up signing Sheldon Surrey as well after missing out on Vanek offer sheeting him. Anyhow, bottom line was in 2007, the Oilers were challenged to compete there. The building was 33 years of age. You could argue they didn't have any stars. They had some good players, but no stars. Ryan Smith was not a star. He ended up actually getting traded during the course of the 06-07 season, so he would have been gone that year. By that point, he got moved because they couldn't get a five-year contract extension done with him. The number kept on getting bumped up, as I recall. Anyhow, bottom line here is the Oilers are in a completely different situation. According to Brian, he thinks Edmonton's, and he was an agent at that time, then became GM of Tampa, worked the last several years with the for the NHL Network. Those guys, by the way, are compensated quite well. And I will tell you that he has stayed in good stead with the commissioner, Gary Bettman. He was pretty specific with what he said, Brendan, wasn't he, about where the Oilers are at and the advantages they have in the landscape and how it's changed. What do you think of that?
Well, they've got the most elite player that anybody could possibly want to be with. They've got arguably the best passer in the league, and I think it's a pretty strong argument. And those are two different people. So think about the opportunity to play with either one of those guys. Then you get an opportunity to play in that building, in a hockey-crazed city, on a trajectory where this, like, it's all pointing towards exactly that. So, of course, I think Brian's is really on to something. What's nice is now that Edmonton has sort of graduated beyond having to pay for some contracts not to be on the roster. Now they can fully use the salary cap, as they are a salary cap team and have been in this competitive window. You know, they can finally use that to its fullest potential instead of paying off somebody like Andrei Sekharov, for example.
Yeah, his number has been run off at the end of this. He won't be on the cap next year. The retainment on Lucic on $750,000. By the way, does anybody have any revisionist history whatsoever on that trade? That trade had to happen. It was good for Milan to move along. I'm going to tell you that right now. And the Oilers, the only thing that sucked out of that trade is that they decided to prorate the goals for James Neal in the pandemic year, because he didn't get to the 20-goal plateau, and the Oilers shouldn't have had to have given up a third-round draft pick to the Calgary Flames. They didn't sit there and prorate Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid's final numbers for the season, so why did they prorate James Neal's numbers? That, to me, struck butt. When I mean, because Neal is still on the book for two more years here at $1.9 million. But 83.5, and then Edmonton jumps to 87.5. And Brian thinks it'll go up by $4 million. And he used the term RSN. We did not, most of you know RSN is Regional Sports Network. And there's an issue with the Sinclair Broadcasting Group with Bally Sports down in the States. But Brian's actually quite positive that this thing was going to work out okay on that front. Obviously, they get way more money from the national TV deal in the States. It's interesting. He's like, they could have an 8 or 10 year run here. I think that's music to the ears of a lot of fans out there. And now, the other thing he said is, it's not like, if you read between the lines what he said there, it's not just on the players, it's on everybody in the organization to work together to try to improve the product on the ice. And the product's been good. It's been good. Since Jay Woodcroft's been the coach, Brendan, he's got the second best winning record in the NHL. They've played 5 playoff series the last 2 years. Like, I'm going to say something right now. Like, Vegas missed the playoffs last year. I wasn't sure they were going to make it this year at the start of the year. I didn't have a making it. They did. I think Calgary's going to be back in the mix, Brendan, next year and make the playoffs. What do you think? What about Vancouver? We'll move you over here to the other side here. Let's get you on. Go on the right mic if you could.
All right,
how's
that?
There we go.
I don't know what's going on in there. Here we go.
All right, okay. So from your perspective, like, I'm looking at Edmonton, and I think they'll be back to 47 to 50 wins next year.
Oh, absolutely. And the year after that, I think, in my opinion, this was really just the first year of a 3 to 4 year window.
Yeah. And so I think, do you think Calgary makes the playoffs next year? Or do you think it goes one of two ways for the Flames?
Man, they don't have a coach yet. I gotta make a decision on that.
I would go internally if I was them all day, go with the guys that know their organizations and that sort of stuff. So, what do we got going on over there? A little bit of a debate as to...
I think they're doing some audio testing, it seems like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good that you're over here to help fill in there. There we go. Exactly. All right. So, Vancouver, do they make it?
That's an interesting one, man, because I would think with a full year of Thatcher Demko in net, fine, but they have an overhaul to do on the back end.
They're
of that
above
team.
The cap right now, that team. They are above the cap. That's crazy.
They've got a big mess to clean up. They've got a lot of hands in the cookie jar up top. You know, I'd like to find out what the one direction that team wants to go in is. And so is Elias Pettersson going to be the captain of this team and we build around him? Is JT Miller the leader of this team because of the deal you signed him to? Is Quinn Hughes somebody that you're looking at trying to capitalize on the value of? I don't know. There's a lot of variables.
I got one team that I'm a little nervous of if they get Connor Hellebuyck, and that's the LA Kings.
I'm nervous of them regardless, but especially if they get that kind of sturdy goaltending, because essentially that was one of very few areas that we looked at coming into that series saying, okay, that should be a win, you would think, for Edmonton.
What I could see Winnipeg doing, I mean, they get at least one number one for Hellebuyck, and probably the Kings sending like Walker back. Right, you'd have to think they get at least one number one and a decent prospect. If they decide, I mean, everybody thinks Dubois is getting traded for Doc. I got to tell you, if I'm Montreal, I don't do that trade. You got Doc at under, I think he's under $4.5 million for the next 3 years. And Dubois, like, yeah, he's okay. He was better offensively this year than Doc. He played the full season. He's got some bite to his game. So does Doc. But Dubois, for me, seems to be permanently a malcontent. I mean, I'm looking at the Jets and I'm going, all right, so let's just assume, would they move both centers? Would they move Scheifele and Dubois along with Hellebuyck? They'd have to get 3 number ones for those guys. Each guy would get a number one. But specific to the Pacific, we think Vegas is going to be good again.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Oilers are going to be good again. We think LA is going to be good again. Seattle, you can't argue with what they did. Now, there could have been five teams make the playoffs this year in the Pacific. Calgary could have caught Winnipeg.
So when you look at it that way, I mean, I think Vancouver's going to be pretty hard-pressed next year to keep it together for an 82-game season and then try and, you know, outweigh what LA and Vegas are going to do.
Here we go. This text comes in saying, hey, Bob and Brendan, I'd love for the Oilers to bring back a one-year deal, Milan Lucic, to help sheriff the team. Pretty sure Neon Nita Connor McDavid would drop down quite a bit. Do you think the Oilers would ever consider it? We need a legit tough guy. I'd rather they sign Costin than Milan at this stage. What about you?
Yeah, I don't think you need the heavyweight. I think you need a difference maker, and that's what Evander Kane does now.
In the top six, and then I'd have Costin here in the bottom six.
Absolutely.
Isn't that enough? And you still have Nurse, who can do it, and is probably has more latitude to do it now that you're in a situation. The clocks have just changed here. Look what time that they're saying on the wall of the clock. It's
behind you, it's accurate. Yeah, it's behind you, it's accurate. 1:44. And then we've got noon on the other one.
Well, it ain't noon.
It's the malfunction at the junction here.
To paraphrase there, Ed Whalen back in the day. Bob, why doesn't L.A. keep Jonas Korpisalo? Well, they might keep Korpisalo. The problem is he ended up with a sub-900 save percentage in the opening round series against Edmonton. That makes coaches and managers nervous. His final three games, he got outplayed by, I mean, Skinner got pulled in game four, but Skinner outplayed him in game five and game six, Brendan.
And if I have an opportunity to upgrade that position, and believe me, Connor Hellebuck's upgrade on Jonas Korpisalo, that's what I'm looking at first. If I can make that work, if I'm Rob Blake, that's option A.
The Boomer has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. The Oilers should be kicking tires on Hellebuck. He said he is not interested in a rebuild. Hellebuck and Skinner sounds like a hell of a tandem. I am not a Campbell hater, but I'm not a lover either. Hellebuck is a difference maker that isn't fragile. That would be the equivalent of bringing in Rolly the goalie in 2006 from Boomer. Boomer, I got news for you. That's way better than bringing in Rolly the goalie. Rolly the goalie did not have a couple of Vezina Trophy wins. Connor Hellebuck has won the Vezina Trophy twice and frankly has been overplayed with the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, if you had him and, I mean, I would think that would cost Edmonton. I mean, you're going to have to pay a cost for the Jets to take the contract of Campbell. Then you're going to have to pay the cost to get Hellebuck. I don't know how you make that happen. But if you had Hellebuck and Stu Skinner for a few seasons, you'd have great goaltending.
Oh, without a doubt. That would be probably the nastiest tandem in the NHL, I would think. Assuming, and Hellebuck, as you mentioned, because he gets worn out, it's almost like every second season he kind of has a down year and then rebounds and reminds you why he's one of the best in the world. I just don't know if I'm Winnipeg why I would take on Jack Campbell at this stage, given the year that he just had.
This texter, Gord Oyles, says, would it be good for both teams if Toronto and Winnipeg swapped Hellebuck and Scheifele with Samsonov and Matthews? Well, here's the problem. Matthews would not sign there long term.
No.
He'll re-sign in Toronto. Winnipeg, like we just heard Brian Lawton talk about Edmonton. The Oilers are in a different place than they've been. What about Winnipeg? I think Winnipeg's in a tough spot there. They're kind of maybe where Edmonton was back in 2007.
We're going to have to see what changes are made to the players in the offseason here because they have completely exasperated two coaches. You think about, you know, Paul Maurice and then Rick Bowness, who's known as a player's coach, and just how flabbergasted he was this year with the core of that team. So there's going to be some big, big changes there, I think.
All right. We're going to go to break here in about 1 minute's time. I'm Uncle Milt from Brent Ridge Ford. He told me the other day, advertising works. They've delivered all of their 2022 trucks. They're still in need of quality used vehicles. They're prepared to pay top dollar for trade-ins or outright purchases. Remember, there's a reason Brent Ridge Ford is a 12-time President's Award winner for customer satisfaction. If you want to be treated fairly with every aspect of vehicle purchase and ownership, call the gang at Brent Ridge Ford, 780-352-6048. That's 780-352-6048. Back with a quick clip from Kyle Dubas and his new role in Pittsburgh and this day in Oilers history when we return on Oilers Now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Now that is truly a definitive yacht rock song. Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. Bob Stauffer with you. The Oilers Now Injury Reports brought to you all season long by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. It's this simple. 250-plus years of experience. They have the most experience, and they get you the best results. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, the gang at James H. Brown. All right, we are going to head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. They bring you women's workwear, a women's-only workwear store opening up soon, just four doors down from direct workwear on Gateway Boulevard. Check them out at womenswearwear.ca. Yesterday, Kyle Dubas took on the presidency of Hockey Ops in Pittsburgh. He had these comments.
Through the course of this process, I had the chance to speak with Coach Sullivan and Sidney Crosby. I thought that those were very important people for me to get a real deep sense of where they felt the organization was at and where it would be going, so that I knew coming in where they felt the Penguins were at and what they felt the Penguins would need for somebody in this role. Those conversations, a number of conversations with Coach Sullivan, but also the conversation with Sid were paramount in my decision to come here. They're some of the best competitors in hockey. Obviously, Mike Sullivan's record as a coach and Sidney's as a player speak for themselves, and that is one of the most exciting parts about coming here to Pittsburgh to work with the people that are up with me here, but also every single day on the hockey operations side. I see this task ahead of us as a two-pronged effort. In the short run, it's continuing to make decisions that are going to allow the team to be competitive while the core group of players that have led the team here to championships in the past continue to perform at the levels that they have for as long as they can and make decisions that will support them in the lineup every night. That will allow the team to continue to contend each season while those players are with us. At the same time, the work will also begin at delivering a long-term hockey organization that can be the class of the NHL and to reduce any gap in time that there otherwise would be from the end of those great players' careers to the next era of great hockey for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, that was pretty well stated by Kyle Dubas. So that's the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. 153 in Edmonton.
You know he's only 2 years older than both Crosby and Letang?
Yeah.
37 to 35. Unbelievable.
Smartest guy from Brock ever, I think. I mean, it's not exactly Western. Like, seriously. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you. There used to be a joke about Brock that they had a program called Rocks for Jocks at Brock, right? That's what I'm serious. That's what I got told. You used to work in, right, 1989, man, before you were ever born. I was planting trees in a place called Manitowage, which is where Jeff Ward was from, the former head coach of the Calgary Flames. So, and we talk about, Brock. But they've got a sports administration program there, and that's, now a lot of guys did an undergrad somewhere else and then went to Brock.
Gotcha. That's, of course, where Logan Thompson's from, who is supposed to be playing goaltender for Vegas right now, and they haven't needed him.
Crazy. Well, of course, he was in Brandon, so Kelly McCrimmon would know how to steal him out of there. Here we go. Let's go to list the Oilers history for New West Travel, serving travelers since 1979. Book your vacation today at newwesttravel.com.
1959. Happy birthday to rear guard Charlie Huddy, who was born this day in Oshawa, Ontario. Played 11 seasons in Edmonton between 1980 and 91. Scored 368 points across 694 games and won 5 Stanley Cups. Not bad for a free agent signing. He was claimed by Minnesota in the 1991 expansion draft. Am I reading that correctly?
Yep.
But then returned to Edmonton as an assistant coach in 2000?
Yeah, they split the franchises, Minnesota and San Jose, right? That's what ended up happening there.
Okay.
So here's the deal. So he's 63 today, right? If he's, no, 64. He's 64. He finished his career plus 235. Pretty good, right? That's a pretty good number. Like he was, I think he was plus 243 as an Oiler. You ready for this? Larry Robinson turned 72 today. Larry Robinson, plus 722 in his NHL career. Yes. Larry's criminally underrated. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports Night. Let's get shaken.
You will hear from local film director Adam Scorgi, who's got a new trilogy out on Arturo Gatti. I'm looking forward to watching that one. You'll also hear from Grant
so
McEwen. Yeah, for sure. McEwen University professor John Valentine. He's wondering if the NHL's maybe forgotten about their Canadian fans. Should be an interesting chat.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. We will have George LaRocque and John Shannon, two entirely different guests. John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling and George LaRocque coming up for Contract Equipment Limited. Now, this is a little technically out of the Yacht Rock era. Aiden Ganim and Brendan Escott helping us on the musical front. This was actually for my grade 12 year at Harry Amelin. This was like the
which graduate. One of them?
Which one? Oh, nicely done. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I've worked with you for 5 years. I finally have the courage to make that joke.
Well, you know what? That joke's fair, man. Grade 12 was the longest 3 years of my life. 1984, Harry Ainley, this song, right around this time, was number one. Don't you give it up before you're. This year the Oilers won the first cup, too. It was a great time to be 18 years of age, just turning 18. We're off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn, Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, Chelsea on Ched with Chelsea Bird 3 to 6. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Back at you on Monday.
Not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.